Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's controversial plan for unilateral separation envisages reducing the number of Palestinian workers allowed to enter the Jewish state. The Sharon disengagement plan to cut off Israel from Palestinians will have a strong economic impact as well as political implications. At a security conference in Israel last week, Mr. Sharon threatened to carry out his plan within months if no progress is made with Palestinians on the International Roadmap Peace Plan. Under his initiative, the number of Palestinians issued permits to enter Israel from the West Bank and Gaza Strip for work would be greatly curtailed. Instead, he would encourage Palestinians in the West Bank to find work in neighboring Jordan. Palestinians living in Gaza would have to seek work in Egypt, which borders the Gaza Strip. Mr. Sharon said his plan is designed to reduce friction between Israelis and Palestinians. At the same time, he wants the Palestinians to develop their own economy and reduce their economic dependence on Israel. Mr. Sharon said Israel will work in coordination with Jordan and Egypt for what he called the freer passage of people and goods through the international crossings while implementing the required security measures. The Palestinian leadership has rejected Mr. Sharon's plan out of hand, saying negotiations between the two sides are the only way to reach a permanent settlement of the conflict. Despite such strong opposition, his proposals are expected to be raised in talks with the Egyptian Foreign Minister, Ahmed Maher, who is due to arrive in Israel on Monday. Mr. Maher is expected to discuss with high-ranking Israeli officials ways to bolster the Palestinian economy, which has been hard hit in recent years by violence and Israeli military closures of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.